Oh, this offseason is going to be just getting some of the new guys' maturity, just getting them used to playing out here with the guys we have coming back from last year, just getting comfortable. Last year we really focused on defense and pitching, and I think that's also going to be our biggest impact. That's how we won a lot last year, and that's going to translate to this year.
Who are some of the new guys that have stood out to you so far?
There's been a lot of the JUCO guys, Jackson, Rackers, and Chad Dallas. They're all coming in, they're mature, and they're going to provide a lot of good innings for us this year.
How many new guys are there, and has it been a little jarring to get to know everybody? Need name tags or something, or?
I'm not sure the exact number, but as long as you play baseball, the more and more new people you have. So it's kind of like you kind of get used to it. You kind of get used to how to make new friends and everything. But this group is actually getting together really well. A lot of the freshmen are unbelievable, and they're just really good guys to be around. So.
Do you have to work it, though, at developing like a chemistry or whatever, or do you just take it for granted that it's going to happen in some way, shape,
or form? Oh, for sure. You definitely have to work at it. Like any good relationship on the field and off the field, you got to put in time. You got to put in time outside of baseball to hang out with them and get to know them and know their strengths and weaknesses. So,
how does the dynamic change going into this season? Because you look at the past since you've been here, at least the standard hasn't been like getting to the postseason. But now that you've reached that, you know, what are the expectations that you're talking about to these young guys?
It's just we just try to provide show them a work ethic. It's kind of how we got to where we were last year. It's just every day try to get better at something, and every opportunity we have is an opportunity to get better.
How did you get better? What did you do this offseason?
This offseason, I came here and I ended up putting on 10 to 15 pounds and just get stronger, being able to last longer in the games and to be able to have more appearances out of the pen this year.
You kind of solidified into the closer role by SEC play last year. Do you kind of see yourself being in that same thing or moving around more this year?
As of right now, yes, but honestly, I do whatever Coach Vitello wanted me to do. I love the closer role. It's the most fun I've ever had playing baseball, just going out there in the ninth and be able to shut down a game. But I'll do whatever the team needs and just kind of whatever role they have me as.
With Garrett and Lingenfelter gone, or have you stepped into that leadership role amongst the pitchers?
I think that's the thing. I don't think there's been one guy really step in. There's a bunch of guys that's come in. Heflin, Chase Wallace, Crochet have all kind of stepped up. Luke Lipsius have all stepped up and been leaders in their own way. Just either way, it's things they've said, things they've done on the field, showing them how to work hard, showing them what to do on the field and off the field. It's just been a lot of different people doing that aspect.
How impressive was what Heflin did this summer?
Oh my goodness, it's awesome. It's one of those things you expected it out of him. He's a hard worker. He's out there and he's a crafty guy. He had a good season last year, and just going up there and doing as well as he did is awesome for him, because everybody knows how hard he works and how good of a pitcher he can be.
Have you noticed a difference in terms of what you guys accomplished last year? Maybe in just the difference in terms of the way you guys carry yourself, the way you think or go about your work, or what?
I do believe we carry ourselves a little bit prouder, but I don't think I think it's made us work even harder. We know where we were last year, and we know where we actually should have been. I still think we cut ourselves short. I think we should have made it farther, but I do think that a lot of the guys that were there last year have put in even more work this summer and try to get even better and try to instill that into the freshmen.
How cool is it? You kind of see in some of these articles, Tennessee is kind of a team on the rise in SEC in the nation. How cool is that?
That's awesome, yeah, especially being from Knoxville and kind of seeing a lot of the struggle they had over the year with this, and then having this new coaching staff come in and really turn this program around. It's awesome to see it. So
obviously the result in Chapel Hill was disappointing, but when you get back to Knoxville, how motivating was it to want to get back to that step and do more this season?
It's very motivating. It's one of those things, it's like as soon as you get off the bus, you want to go out there and start working on a new pitch or just trying to get better in any aspect you can. And it stinks almost having to wait the whole year to get back to the regular season, but it's one of those things. You have 9 months to get better and prepare for the next season.
What would you say your message is to fans who saw last year you almost exceed expectations, and coming into this year, maybe they're holding this team and this program to a little bit higher standard?
I think you should. I think we hold ourselves to this high standards. I think that's what fans should be. Every day is for day for us to get better, and I think with the new talent we have and the guys we have coming back, it should be a really good season for us.